This dissertation is by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 12/23/22. The name of the patient is Annabelle Gomez, last name G-O-M-E-Z, first name Annabelle, A-N-A-B-E-L. This is a tremel exercise stress test, file EST space Gomez space A. Tremel exercise stress test, date of examination 12/23/22. Referring physician Lynn Sugarman, MD. Performing physician Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 24-year-old female with history of syncope. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, common nonspecific SGT wave changes. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 110 over 70, baseline heart rate, 99 beats per minute. New paragraph. Patient underwent tremel exercise stress test utilizing Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 175, parentheses 89% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 128 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 22400, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient did not experience any chest discomfort, dizziness, or significant dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a normal attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. The patient had borderline sinus tachycardia with a normal increase in heart rate in response to stress, but with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a final blood pressure of 108 over 70 and a heart rate of 116 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion. Tremel exercise stress test to 89% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort, dizziness, or significant dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of at least 10 mets. 4. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. The patient had borderline sinus tachycardia with a normal heart rate response to stress, but with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. Findings may be contributed to by compensatory tachycardia in the setting of low blood pressure, as well as a deconditioned response to stress. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.